This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 17th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and comfortable temperatures in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, all red lines will be crossed. Lebanon claims Israel is preparing for a major operation. This, according to a source quoted by the Lebanese channel Al Jadid, coming in just now. Also, Iran saw the Memorandum of Understanding as an attempt by Israel and the U.S. to buy time for a larger attack. The Wall Street Journal reports Arab intelligence officials noted Iran's planning of potential attacks earlier this hour. Also this hour. In Cambodia, families face difficult choices due to the Iranian war. According to the Times of Israel, disruptions in energy imports force families to choose between children's education and survival. Separately, Iran prepares for a broader conflict as Mojtaba Khamenei hardens strategies during talks with the U.S. This follows a Wall Street Journal report from earlier today. And finally, the U.S. tells Hamas it seeks genuine disarmament efforts, not just words. A source described the Cairo meeting with the group as very productive, reported by JNS just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that Iran's parliament approved a bill criminalizing interviews with U.S. or Israeli media, with potential prison terms looming. Vered Gutman, a chef and food writer, criticized New York Magazine's story on Middle Eastern dining for its oversight of Israeli identity, posting earlier. From I-24 News English, Lee Kalrez. Maurice Hirsch emphasized earlier today the IDF's responsibility to address violent settlers in the West Bank during a broadcast. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon's claims of Israel's impending major operation. The Lebanese channel Al Jadid cites a source familiar with the plan, suggesting Israel aims for full control over the Ali Tahrir area. This could escalate tensions significantly along the border, affecting regional stability. Turning to the Iranian perspective on the Memorandum of Understanding, the Wall Street Journal outlines Iran's view of the MOU as a stalling tactic by Israel and the U.S. Arab intelligence suggests Iran is preparing its own strategic responses, potentially changing regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, in Cambodia, the war's ripple effects disrupt daily life. The Times of Israel reports that energy import issues force families to prioritize survival over education, especially impacting girls. This highlights the broader humanitarian impact of the conflict. On the diplomatic front, Iran's strategy during U.S. talks involves strengthening missile forces and militias, as per the Wall Street Journal. Mojtaba Khamenei's approach indicates a preparation for wider confrontation, which could influence future negotiations. And finally, the U.S.-Hamas discussions in Cairo. JNS reports a call for tangible disarmament efforts from Hamas. This meeting signals a potential shift in U.S.-Hamas relations, with implications for Gaza's security situation. On the economic front, first, Tel Aviv ranks third among the world's most expensive cities according to a German bank report, with notable costs in daily living. This elevates the city's global profile in terms of living expenses. Separately, Israel's defense budget debate continues. Katech highlights the IDF's push for historic escalation amid security concerns, though this comes at the potential cost of civilian spending. And finally, Enet Business reports that Asaf Rapoport, founder of Wiz, is in discussions to acquire McDonald's Israel franchise. This move could reshape the local fast food market landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.